Easter, Week 4, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Come, Spirit blessed, with God the Son, and God the Father, ever one, shed forth your grace within our breasts, and live in us a ready guest. By every power, by heart and tongue, by act and deed your praise be sung. Inflame with perfect love each sense, that other souls may kindle thence. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Psalm 72. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. Yet my feet came close to stumbling, my steps had almost slipped, for I was filled with envy of the proud, when I saw how the wicked prosper. For them there are no pains, their bodies are sound and sleek, they have no share in men's sorrows, they are not stricken like others. So they wear their pride like a necklace, they clothe themselves with violence, their hearts overflow with malice, their minds seethe with plots. They scoff, they speak with malice, from on high they plan oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens, and their tongues dictate to the earth. So the people turn to follow them, and drink in all their words. They see, how can God know? Does the Most High take any notice? Look at them, such are the wicked, but untroubled they grow in wealth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. How good God is to Israel, to those who are pure of heart. Their rejoicing will be turned to weeping, their joy to sorrow. Psalm 72 continued. How useless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence, when I was stricken all the day long, suffered punishment day after day. Then I said, if I should speak like that, I should abandon the faith of your people. I strove to fathom this problem, too hard for my mind to understand, until I pierced the mysteries of God and understood what becomes of the wicked. How slippery the paths on which you set them! You make them slide to destruction. How suddenly they come to their ruin, wiped out, destroyed by terrors! Like a dream one wakes from, O God, when you wake, you dismiss them as phantoms. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Their rejoicing will be turned to weeping, their joy to sorrow. All those who abandon you shall perish, but to be near God is my happiness. Psalm 72 concluded. And so when my heart grew embittered, and when I was cut to the quick, I was stupid and did not understand, no better than a beast in your sight. Yet I was always in your presence. You are holding me by my right hand. You will guide me by your counsel, and so you will lead me to glory. What else have I in heaven but you? Apart from you, I want nothing on earth. My body and my heart faint for joy. God is my possession forever. All those who abandon you shall perish. You will destroy all those who are faithless. To be near God is my happiness. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I tell of all your works at the gates of the city of Zion. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All those who abandon you shall perish, but to be near God is my happiness. My heart and my soul ring out their joy. Alleluia. To God, the living God. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 13. I, John, saw a beast coming up out of the sea. It had 10 horns and 7 heads, with a crown on each of its horns, and a wicked name written on its heads. The beast I saw looked like a leopard, with feet like a bear's feet, and a mouth like a lion's mouth. The dragon gave the beast his own power, his throne, and his vast authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have been killed, but the fatal wound had healed. The whole earth was amazed and followed after the beast. All people worshipped the dragon, because he had given his authority to the beast. They worshipped the beast also, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who can fight against it?" The beast was allowed to say terribly wicked things, and it was permitted to have authority for 42 months. It began to curse God, his name, the place where he lives, and all those who live in heaven. It was allowed to fight against God's people and to defeat them, and it was given authority over every tribe, nation, language, and race. All people living on earth will worship it, that is, everyone whose name has not been written before the world was created in the book of the living that belongs to the Lamb that was killed. Listen then, if you have ears to hear with. Whoever is meant to be captured will surely be captured. Whoever is meant to be killed by the sword will surely be killed by the sword. This calls for endurance and faith on the part of God's people. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. It had 2 horns like a lamb's horns, and it spoke like a dragon. It used the vast authority of the first beast in its presence. It forced the earth and all who live on it to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. This second beast performed great miracles. It made fire come down out of heaven to earth, in the presence of all men. And it deceived all the people living on earth by means of the miracles which it was allowed to perform in the presence of the first beast. The beast told all the peoples of the world to build an image in honor of the beast that had been wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second beast was allowed to breathe life into the image of the first beast, so that the image could talk and put to death all those who would not worship it. The beast forced all men, small and great, rich and poor, slave and free, to have a mark placed on their right hands and on their foreheads. No one could buy or sell unless he had this mark, that is, the beast's name or the number that stands for the name. This calls for wisdom. Whoever is intelligent can figure out the meaning of the number of the beast, because the number stands for a man's name. Its number is 666. Responsory from Revelations 3. He who wins the victory will be clothed in white, and I will not remove his name from the book of the living. In the presence of my Father and of his angels, I will declare openly that he belongs to me. Alleluia. The man who stands firm to the end will be saved. In the presence of my Father and of his angels, I will declare openly that he belongs to me. Alleluia. A reading from the treatise of St. Basil the Great on the Holy Spirit. The Lord who gives us life established with us the baptismal covenant which carries upon it the image of death and life. The water is symbolic of death, while the Spirit provides the seal of life. This solves the problem which was raised as to why water and Spirit are connected. It results from the fact that baptism has two purposes. First, the destruction of the body of sin to prevent it bearing fruit in death. Second, life in the Spirit and the fruit born in holiness. The water is the symbol of death and receives the body, as it were, into a tomb. The Spirit gives life-giving force and brings back our souls from the death of sin to the life they once enjoyed. This is the meaning of being born again of water and the Holy Spirit. Death is brought to an end in the water, and then the Spirit brings us to life. By three immersions and as many invocations, the great mystery of baptism is performed. So the appearance of death is conveyed, and through the handing over of divine knowledge, the baptized are enlightened. Therefore, if there is any grace in the water, it is not because of any power the water may possess, but derives from the presence of the Spirit. For baptism is not a removal of dirt from the body, but an appeal to God from a clear conscience. For this reason, the Lord, to prepare us for the risen life, lays before us all the gospel precepts. We must avoid anger, endure evil, be free from the love of pleasure and the love of money. So shall we, by our own choice, achieve those things which are natural endowments of the world to come. Through the Holy Spirit, paradise is restored. We can ascend to heaven and regain our sonship. We can address God as our Father with confidence, and we can share in the grace of Christ. We can be called children of the light and share us in eternal glory. In a word, we can become full of all manner of blessings in this world and in that to come. We can observe, as in a glass, the beauty of the goods stored up for us in the future, but now anticipated in faith, as though they were already here. If the earnest is such, what must the perfect thing be? If the first fruits are such, what must the consummation be? Responsory: when we rise up from the water cleansed of our sins, the Holy Spirit, the dove bringing God's offer of peace, comes down on us from heaven, where dwells the church, foreshadowed by the ark. Alleluia. How rich in blessings is the sacrament of baptism, whereby we are set free for eternal life. The Holy Spirit, the dove, bringing God's offer of peace, comes down on us from heaven, where dwells the church, foreshadowed by the ark. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty God and Father, through your Son's self-abasement, you raised up the world when it lay prostrate. You have rescued your faithful from enslavement to sin, fill them with a holy joy, and give them happiness forever. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.